New Orleans is a city of stories. Stories about individuals, places, and happenings that weave a collective tapestry of a rich and colorful past. Students in the History Department of the University of New Orleans have been spinning these threads into an innovative website and smartphone app. Today, we're talking to Professor Mary Nile Mitchell, New Orleans historian and co-director of the Midlow Center for New Orleans Studies, about New Orleans Historical. The project researches stories about the city and makes them available for us to study and, literally, to follow. Welcome, Molly, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What is New Orleans Historical and how did it come about?
Well, we have my late colleague, Michael Mazel Nelson, to thank for this website. He got it started, and he was a true public historian and had really, for years, tried to find a way to tell the unfamiliar stories about New Orleans. And when the sort of digital revolution came along, it was the perfect medium for public historians generally, any historian who wants to tell stories to a broader public, but especially public historians. And so Michael was an early adopter of all things digital, and then he was an early adopter of New Orleans Historical. So you can give yourself, it's a self-guided tour, right? So you can download the New Orleans Historical app on your phone. You can also do this from your computer, but I recommend that everybody just put the app on their phone, particularly locals. And then where if you have the location services active, then it will know where you are. It can tell you what sites are around you.
So how do you and your students determine what you're going to research and how you're going to put together your tours?
There are stories that the students have researched collaboratively in class. And these are UNO students. They're also Tulane students. We're hoping to get some other schools involved as well this year. That's one way that stories get produced, is that as part of a class on a given topic, if it's related to New Orleans, then students will be asked to come up with some sites that they want to do research on, research those sites. That requires them to go into archives to find out information, but also to find visuals. It may require them to go do oral histories with people who have memories of certain sites. And all of these things can be put on the sites. We've also collaborated with other groups as well to get content up on New Orleans Historical. So the Louisiana State Museum comes up a lot. We collaborate a lot with them in terms of their collections, in terms of putting together tours that are helpful to the museum. Sometimes there's a crying need for a tour, right? So on the 10th anniversary of Katrina, there's a crying need for tours because people are going to be looking for that information. The Confederate monuments would be another example. Those kinds of tours and sites are very exciting to work on because whoever's writing on those stories knows that it's really valuable information for the public, for journalists as well. We have a lot of people writing to us, asking us questions about the research that's included in certain sites, depending on what they need to know.
Is this something that New Orleans just adapts well to?
Well, I mean, it is perfect for New Orleans because there are so many stories. And I think because we're so reliant on tourism, it's very easy to fall back on the same stories, because those stories are pretty lively. And people that are visiting from out of town want to hear about Storyville, and they want to hear about jazz and all of those sorts of things. That's sort of what they're expecting. So what's nice is to be able to offer them something that's unexpected.
For those who are looking for a one-of-a-kind tour of New Orleans or who want to read stories about some of the city's lesser-known people, places, or events, you can head to neworleanshistorical.org. Thank you, Molly, so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
For WWNO and NOLA V, I'm Renee Peck.